Star off that Motown power pull of soul on Radio 9. New music from Levi Evans coming up.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Waiting to see if two different NASCAR races will get underway in Daytona as expected. There's some bad weather moving in there. They moved up some of the qualifiers to Friday afternoon. Right now, the Xfinity Series 300 is expected to go off at 4:30 today, weather permitting, and the Daytona 500 on Sunday. Elsewhere in the world of sports, the LA Kings coming to town on Sunday to take on the Pittsburgh Penguins at the PPG Paints Arena. Number 68 will be retired for former Penguins forward Jaromir Jagr, who practiced with the team this morning in Cranberry. He took to the ice in full gear and participated in team drills. The 52-year-old is an active player in Czechia. Elsewhere, still trade rumors swirling around Jake Guentzel. Even though he is on long-term injured reserve, he'll not be back in the lineup until March 10th at the earliest. But the Hockey News reports plenty of interest in teams acquiring Guentzel before the trade deadline. In college basketball action, the Duquesne Dukes at this hour are hosting the St. Joe's Hawks. Right now in the first half, the Dukes are up 14-12. Pitt Panthers tonight are hosting the Louisville Cardinals at 6:30 at the Peterson Event Center. That's the men's team. The women's team is on the road to take on Clemson on Sunday. That game tips off at 12 o'clock. And free agent pitcher Chase Anderson has reached an agreement with the Pittsburgh Pirates on a minor league contract. That deal includes an invite to spring training. Tonight's predicted low temperature, 18 degrees. And remember, when the temperature drops below freezing, only Boron with Ice Guard protects your car from fuel line freeze-up. You go, or Boron pays the tow. Chance of snow showers for the rest of the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies with a high of 30. The sun peeking through the clouds right now. Partly cloudy and 18 overnight, breezy. Mostly sunny on Sunday, 38. President's Day is Monday, and that is a federal holiday. Mostly sunny with a high of 43, and then on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 51. Right now, 28 in Butler, 26 in Washington, 28 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 27 at WRCT. New music from Levi Evans to close out the hour.
Was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Next week's show is only on Tube City Online Radio, so we hope you will join us from noon to 3 next week on Tube City Online as 88.3 celebrates Massive Music Weekend. I'm Jay Thurber. Until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one a hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien is coming up next on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. This is the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
I wonder why it is the sky's so quiet tonight. There's not a cloud in sight. Just burning stars, it seems strange to me, the way the waves obey. The moon that shines above, it draws them to eternity. I wonder why it is that you are here with me. I wonder why. I wonder why it is the sea's so calm tonight. The sands are ghostly white. The moon, it seems strange to me to stand in endless space and know that in this place I'm held within its timeless sway. I wonder why it is that you are here with me. I wonder why. The wisdom of the all its mystery is strangely haunting me on this great shore. I know no book can teach, but I can feel tonight the sky above, the sea below, and you, my love. Tonight the world is mine, but on the edge of time.
Art Garfunkel on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with a song called I Wonder Why. And at the end, you hear the beginning of the next song on the album, The King of Tonga. That was from an album called Garfunkel, Lefty. It was released in 1988. And the sad thing was, it didn't even make the top 100 in the U.S. It charted at 134, the whole album did, and hit the bottom half of the UK top 100, but it had three minor singles from it. The other voice you heard in that tune was Kenny Rankin. Before that, we started the program off with Paul Marriott and Woman in Love. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to another week of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Nice to have you with us. And let's talk about the holidays that you need to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, beginning with February 16th, which is Do a Grouch a Favor Day. Now, I don't know too many grouches that would appreciate the favor, but do it anyway. February 17th is Random Acts of Kindness Day and Spice Up Your Life Day. February 18th is National Battery Day. National Drink Wine Day is also on February 18th. I don't drink it, so there you go. February 19th is National Chocolate Mint Day. That's one of my favorite days, actually. It's also President's Day this year. It's celebrated on the third Monday of February every year. February 20th is Cherry Pie Day, but more importantly, it is Hoodie Hoo Day. That's the day where at noon you're supposed to go outside and just shout, Hoodie Hoo! Hoodie Hoo! because it's nearing the end of winter. So you're almost there. It's really exciting. It's also Love Your Pet Day, which I do every day, quite frankly. February 21st is Card Reading Day. Then February 22nd, of course, is George Washington's birthday. It's Be Humble Day, International World Thinking Day, National Chili Day, which is the fourth Thursday in February, National Margarita Day, and Walking the Dog Day. So you have plenty of opportunities to tell your pets you love them this month. Here's Lex de Azevedo and My Guy on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
There's friendly talk and music that's comfortable to listen to. This is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Floyd Kramer there and Near You. Alan Tew, We Have All the Time in the World. John Gregory, Isn't She Lovely. Frank Jaxfield did Forever and Ever. And Lex de Azevedo started that set off with My Guy. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline, somewhere in this world, a French man spent 8 years building a 23.6-foot model of the Eiffel Tower from matchsticks, but his application for a Guinness World Record was rejected on the grounds of the matches he used. Richard Plaud said he used 706,900 matchsticks to build this massive model and applied to have it certified as the world's tallest matchstick sculpture. The current record stands at 21.4 feet and was set by a Lebanese man with his own sculpture in 2009. Plaud said he received word from Guinness World Records recently that his tower was disqualified because the rules state the matches used in the sculpture must be commercially purchased. He said he started with the initial store-bought matches, but ended up striking a deal with a company to sell him with 33-pound boxes of headless matches. Well, the good news is, a couple of days later, they changed their minds, and so they actually gave him the current title for the world's tallest matchstick sculpture of the Eiffel Tower at 23.6 feet. So that was good. They said they reviewed the decision, and the director of Central Record Services said he has now been awarded the title because they have corrected some inconsistencies with the rules, which now allow the matchsticks to be shipped and shaped as the modeler sees fit. So there you go. And finally this hour, an 8-foot metal object wound up on the roof of a Philadelphia home recently, and the house's residents say they suspect it may have fallen from a plane. Sarah and Fabian Lima said they first spotted the object on the roof of their home in the Mount Airy neighborhood of Philly recently, and they were left baffled as to how it got there. It looks exactly like a plane window section. I have not heard of any planes missing doors in this area, so I have a hard time saying that it was that with a straight face, but it's the only thing I can think of, said Fabian. The couple said they believe the object may have fallen from a plane, but they did not hear it land on their roof. A team of inspectors from the Federal Aviation Administration visited the couple's home the next day and took photos of the object, which has now been removed. They said the inspectors asked them to keep the object safe until the investigation is completed. Well, at least we know, we have to wonder, were there any bolts involved? Well, let's say it isn't so. Here's Sven Lebeck on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Could you imagine if something like that fell on your roof? I don't think it would just land there either. Trouble would be in your living room by the time you found it, if it fell from that level.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
this could be. What a wonderful, 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 wonderful world. Don't know much about history. Don't know much about. About the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful, wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. I don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could. And I turn the pages. Don't know nothing about no rise and fall. Don't know nothing about nothing at all. Girl, it's you that I've been thinking of. And if I could only win your love, what a wonderful, wonderful world this would be.
That's Art Garfunkel again with Paul Simon and James Taylor. Just totally blanked on that name for some reason. What a Wonderful World. That was the 1978 cover of Sam Cooke's 1960 recording, which Sam Cooke sort of wrote. He actually revised some of the lyrics to mention the subject of education a little bit more. But the song was originally composed by the songwriting team of Lou Adler and Herb Alpert. Who knew? I just found that out. I was today years old when I found that out about that. But nice version there. And that was after, of course, Simon and Garfunkel had split up. So that's why it was addressed as Art Garfunkel with. Yeah. So there you go with Paul Simon and so on. Before that, we had Lex de Azevedo, Words Get in the Way, and Sven Lebeck, Say It Isn't So. And meanwhile, we have Ronnie Aldridge with Jenny's theme. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Thank you.
Only the best music. This is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Oh,
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Charlie Bird at the guitar and Scott Hamilton on the saxophone. It's a Wonderful World, originally done by Peggy Lee, I believe. Mike Curb Congregation and John Gregory's Cascading Strings did their versions. I can talk. Softly Whispering I Love You is the title. And they got really high with their notes there, too. Ferrante and Teicher in there with Midnight Cowboy, John Fox, All or Nothing at All. And Ronnie Aldridge started that set with Jenny's Theme. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, whether it's on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, or WRCT Pittsburgh, or WRCT.org. And we're glad to have you with us. Here is Floyd Kramer. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you. Bill Black and his combo takes us up to the top of the hour with White Silver Sands. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Thank you. That old Bill Bowman, I won't forget it soon. That old Bill Bowman, just like a big balloon. That old Bill Bowman would rise above the dune, while Tony's Beach Saloon rocked with an old-time tune. We'd sing a song the whole night long, and I can still recall those were the great.